war, unquote, to Washington. Five people died. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the NASDAQ dropped 67, the S&P 500 up by 4. More details at srnnews.com.
Far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress, but Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights, precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time once again for the legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Earnest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a Girl Scout.
Hello!
And, you know, I have a favorite Girl Scout cookie. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh, well, when you do, I have a whole box of them right here, pal.
Wonderful. And I guess as a Girl Scout selling cookies, you have to take care of the money.
Yes, I do. I have to make sure that the money gets from here to there and is protected.
Well, little girl, I don't suppose you would know about David Earnest.
Well, of course I know about the most famous asset preservationist in the land. You see this?
Yes.
That is my David Earnest Watches My Portfolio merit badge.
I see. Well, if other Girl Scouts want to call David Earnest, what do they do?
Call him up at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you.
279-7431.
That's right, man.
Oh, yeah, do-si-dos.
Well, thank you for asking, man, but, I don't dance, you know? It's that social distancing thing, you know?
Right.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything. And today, we're talking about telomeres. And I can just imagine some of you are saying, Golly gee darn it, Mr. Knowledge, what is a telomere? Well, I'll tell you. A telomere is a little structure on the end of a chromosome. Keeps the chromosome from fraying, getting old, and falling apart. And certain foods can help elongate your telomeres. That way you're healthier and you live longer. Well, that's it in a nutshell. As I said, the longer the telomere, the better. And now I bet you're thinking to yourself, well, Mr. Knowledge, how can I make my telomeres longer? Diet, as I said. But here at Knowledge Labs, we've been working on something. It's a drink that'll lengthen your telomeres. Now, I'm going to take a little drink right now. And, oops, seems my feet are getting a little longer. Well, let me take another little drink here. Oh, wow. Now, my earlobes are a little long. That's kind of awkward looking. I look like a beagle. Well, let me try one more. Wow. I never thought I'd see that thing get that long.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Hello, Mr. Knowledge speaking. What? No, you fool. I was talking about my nose. Well, you've just got a dirty mind, pervert. Ow, ow, ow.
From our super secret studio, where the host is proudly wearing his Trump Forever hat, David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. You got telomeres, I got telomeres, all God's chillums got telomeres. And tonight, David Ernest tells you all about them. So wake up the kids and gather the family around the radio. It's time for The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Telling about the telomeres.
Yeah, it's all about telomeres tonight, Rusty, in the immortality factor of... And we may mix that in with the immortal retirement plan, the immortal plan, to go with the almost immortal body. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, how this came about and what it means. First of all, when you speak about aging, we know we get kind of, you know, a lot of things happen to us. We get weaker, we get wrinkled. A lot of our bone density drops, our ability to be flexible decreases, our skin elasticity gets worse, we become somewhat demented, sort of like Mr. Joe, thinks he's a president. Somebody told him that. And, you know, these things happen to us. So, you know, so when we're trying to design a retirement plan to go with the human body, so to speak, it's not really difficult to do that because the human body cannot outlast the money normally. But there are ways to make it last longer, and in the future it may last much, much longer. And one of the secrets to this is something that they found out about, and that is your telomeres.
Now, was the guy who invented that, I mean, who discovered it, was his name telomere? You know, did they name it after him? Or
actually, they've known what telomeres were for a long, long time.
Yeah.
What they did not know is how to exactly elongate certain telomeres. You know, in the human body, you have several kinds of cells. You've got cells that are the genetic cells, so to speak. They are haploid, meaning they have one chromosome. That is in the testes and also in the ovaries. But you also have, you know, diploid cells, which are a little bit different when it comes to telomeres, in some little enzyme called telomerase. Now, a lot of this may, you say, where's he going? Where's he going with this? Well, first of all, I got to have a little science lesson here so that I can get back to the financial lesson that goes with it. Okay. Essentially, we all are dying the day we're born. Did you know this?
Yes, and some people just take longer than others.
Some are a little bit aggravating about
they just won't do it.
And some just last so long they run out of money. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Hey, that
essentially
that reminds me of something I wanted to tell you. The two Baptist preachers.
Uh-huh.
One was new at the church, been there about 6 months. The other guy had retired.
Yeah.
And the older preacher asked him, said, what's it going to take to get the church the way you want it? And he said, about 6 funerals. You know how that goes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know, so he didn't tell anybody about their telomeres.
Oh, no.
He was trying to shorten things up.
I like it. I like what you said there. I shortened up the telomeres. You know, so the science lesson is this. You know, we have all kinds of cells in the body, but essentially we got haploid and diploid cells. The haploid cells, meaning the ones that are formed inside our reproductive system, are very telomeric, if that's a word. I think it is. In other words, they have long telomeres, and they are very, very good at keeping them long before they turn diploid, okay? In other words, before they fertilize the egg. Once everything gets into the diploid arena, in other words, a different type of cell altogether, telomerase, or should I say telomeres, they start getting shorter
right, as
you age. Now, they have a way to measure these telomeres. When a person is really young, their telomeres are 8,000 to 10,000 nucleotides long. That's the way these biologists and scientists measure these genetic things.
Nucleotides.
Nucleotides. But this decreases with age.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a cell divides, the telomeres get shorter. Now, think of the telomere like a shoestring on your a protector on your shoes. In other words, at the end of the string. If it were not for these little end caps on your shoestring, your shoestrings would fray and break.
I think that's called an aglet. I'm almost sure. I'm going to look it up.
Well, I don't know about that word. You're teaching me something here. But your DNA, every time it divides, if it doesn't get some help from somewhere, your telomeres get shorter. The little end caps on the end of your DNA get shorter every time. And they're a sequential. You're right.
Okay, that's what it is, an aglet.
Yep. So
it's all I learned from school was...
Well, hey, I didn't learn that. That's the first I've heard of it. Anyway, is that the reason why if you're not angled a certain way, you step on your shoestring, you fall? I don't know.
It could be. Anyway,
so in these telomeres, they're starting to get shorter and everything. So as the science gets better and they've decided to look at it a little closer, they begin to recognize that if your telomeres get shorter as you age, that it might have something to do with aging.
Hmm.
So they've kind of figured that out, that it does have a lot to do with it. It's not everything with aging. There's a lot of things going on in aging, besides your telomeres getting shorter, obviously. But it is a huge thing. I don't know if you guys remember that little sheep called Dolly that was born from, in other words, from her mom. Mm-hmm. She was not born from a...
She was a clone.
Cloned thing.
Yeah.
She was cloned from an adult sheep, and supposedly her telomeres were shorter, so she didn't live as long because she was kind of like behind the times when she got started. Telomeres have a lot to do. Go ahead.
I have a question. Now,
yes. In
that situation, when they clone something like that,
mm-hmm.
if they cloned a human, would it be the same thing?
And I would think so.
And would they be able to do something now that they know about it to help them out with making the telomeres longer?
I would think they would, and I'm going to get into some of that here in just a moment, what they could do. Okay, so essentially, every time your cell divides, your telomere gets shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Then they found out that there is a messenger RNA thing. It's called reverse transcription, TERT for short. In other words, it's an enzyme. It's called telomerase.
Mm-hmm.
ASA on the end means it's an enzyme of the telomere. You get it? I mean, it's kind of the fancy way they do things.
I'm kind of caught up with it, yeah.
Yeah, the science.
I'm kind of hanging on here. Right?
Yeah, you're kind of hanging on. This enzyme rebuilds telomeres and stem cells. Now, stem cells And stem cells, that's the original cells, like in your bone marrow, maybe a lot of bone of stem cells, mm-hmm. and the haploid cells that are in your reproductive system, those are really good to have telomerase activated. In other words, working, keeping the telomeres long, but you are programmed chronologically to get old, okay? So therefore, when the cells become somatic, in other words, the cells that are not haploid, that are diploid, in other words, got two chromosomes, two alleles, they become very, very aging as time goes along. So how do you stop this? Well, you don't completely stop it, but they have found that there's things that will support keeping you longer around with those regular cells called somatic cells. These cells, you can lengthen the telomeres. One of the things, guess what, that a lot of people do, as long as they don't overdo it, that it will lengthen telomeres. You know, Anytime Fitness and places like that can help with lengthening of telomeres.
I was going to say, exercise?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exercise stresses some genetic thing that causes the telomeres to activate, the telomerase to activate the enzyme and build it back. They don't know everything about it, but they know that does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I want to talk about something that's kind of scary here.
Ooh.
And that cancer is an immortal sin. All cancers are immortal. Did you know that, Rusty?
I did not know that. So,
and do you know why all cancers are immortal?
No, I do not.
Because they have a very large amount of telomerase going on, and their telomeres are very long,
mm-hmm.
and they almost cannot die.
Mm.
In other words, they don't have what you call a senescence network going on. That's communication between their cells.
I have a question that you made me think about this.
And okay.
I mean, you do everything right, you live good, you take care of yourself, you exercise, you eat right, you don't smoke, you don't drink. What do you do? Another thing altogether. But you get cancer. Now, are the cancer cells in you from birth? Or
No.
Would you have been exposed to some agent, that carcinogen or something, that would give you cancer?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you, since you're asking these questions, they think that viruses can integrate into your DNA. Also, they think that you could be born with genetic predispositions.
Uh-huh, like it runs in the family or something.
And of course, the thing about like chemicals, we all see on television about this, mesothelioma and all this other stuff. Where people are getting sick and they're saying, we want to sue somebody if you've been around, these chemicals or these substances. So we know that that has a lot to play. We also know that a certain kind of what we call genetic indicators or signs inside, if they see a chromosome that has a gene on there that's known to, if it's there, it's a marker. It's a lot of, there's cancers that can cause that. There's several kind of cancers. So there's a lot of different cancers, okay? A lot of people say, we're going to cure cancer. Do you realize that there's a lot of cancer?
Well, that's what the president said, that it was going to cure cancer.
Well, you don't just cure one cancer under current. They may have figured it out, but right now they're curing like one at a time, each kind of certain kind of cancers, because there's multitudes of them, multitudes of cancers, and they're all similar in that they are runaway growth. In other words, the telomerase has gone wild in that cell. And these things are very dangerous, and they multiply and they grow and they take up too much space and they eat up too much nutrients and they do a lot of damage to the body, and the body just can't sustain itself with this runaway crazy growth of these cancerous cells. That by the way, are using telomerase to its exact extreme. All right, their telomeres are very long. So one of the things that they are doing in this cancer research is finding a way to stop telomeres from growing inside the cancer cells. And I've been reading some about that. And some of that is really working very well and causing the cancers to die off or to cure some folks with the way to stop telomerase. So telomerase can be good. Telomerase can be bad. Okay. It's all according to where it's at. And, you know, stocks can be good. Stocks can be bad. It's all according to where you are in the market, what you own, and all these things, and how old you are. You know, if you're old and you got long telomeres, that's you're lucky. If you're young and you've got short telomeres, that's bad. If you're young and you've got great stocks that are going to grow, that's good. If you're old and you got stocks that are going to crash, that's bad. You know, so how do you get to the immortal retirement? And how do you kind of try to help to have an immortal? You don't have an immortal body, okay? I'm not saying it's immortal, but it's more immortal. It lasts longer if you have longer telomeres. This is a fact.
Okay. Another question.
Okay.
Because I don't know. So I want to go down to the doctor and can I ask him, say, hey, doc, how's my telomeres doing? Is there something they can do to check and tell you?
Well, it's not common to do this, but there is a way to check it and measure the length of your telomeres, or should I say, you know, the nucleotide's length. They have ways to do that. It costs a lot of money and some money, and it's not obviously not covered by your insurance plan. Okay,
right.
You would have to pay for it.
Right.
Yes, they do that, but every time a cell divides, telomeres shorten. They get shorter, eventually reaching a critical length where they can no longer divide, and then they die. And when they die, that's called senescence, okay? And obviously, when some of these cells die, they give off a signal that tells other cells to die. This is the process of death. A lot of people don't know these kind of things, but these cells communicate with each other. So if you want to live longer, you know, take care of your body and help your telomeres out. Now, there's ways to do that, and it's more than exercise. You can take certain supplements, and, we can get into that a little later. There are certain supplements that have been proven to lengthen your telomeres.
Uh-huh.
There have been certain foods that have been proven to lengthen your telomeres, and there are certain foods that have been proven to shorten your telomeres, and drinks, of course.
And I bet I know how those cells communicate.
How's that?
Cell phones. Little bitty tiny cell phones. And they, Bob,
what would I do without you, Rusty?
Bob, I'm going. I'm going, Bob. It's time to go.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they just didn't know that. And they can just. But what do you do when you block a cell phone signal? Maybe they can just block the signal and the cells don't communicate. And then, maybe good things or bad things happen.
Kick off. I don't know. Yeah.
So, you know, there's things you can do to last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, exercise, good diet, good luck, not having accidents, a lot of things. But paying close attention to things that could make you healthier, like, your telomeres, they are important. Not being around chemicals that can cause cancer if you can avoid that. Not being around substances. But the thing is, people say, well, what are they? Well, you know, a lot of times we don't know. We don't know. But there's one thing for sure. You don't want to eat fish out of the river because there's dioxin in it. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to live in a house that has that stuff, asbestos in it, because it can get into your lungs and mess you up. So, you know, there's things you can do, like stay away from bad houses, old houses, and don't eat fish out of the river.
I know. Me and my dad go fishing sometimes, and I say, we need to throw these back. We're going to eat these? Our daddy really don't want to eat those fish.
Back in the olden days, we ate a lot of it, and nobody knew that. It's just like, I don't know if you remember, in the 60s, people used to eat. We're down here in the South. We didn't get as much snow as we did up in northern Alabama, where I grew up, in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd get snow, and during the 60s, we would make snow cream.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
Which was ice cream. You'd go out and get the snow, and you'd put vanilla in it, and, the vanilla extract and some sugar. And, man, that stuff was good. Little did we know, we were eating radioactivity that the Russians had sent to us. We were eating that and said, that tastes good.
I remember when they came on the news and said, do not eat the snow because it's radioactive.
Yeah.
And
but,
that,
you know,
that
us
could
folks
be...
up in the mountains, a lot of us, you know, don't have radios or televisions at the time. I'm just kidding.
So you had no radio, so you weren't radio
active. Anyway, so the immortal retirement plan, how can that work? Well, it's not from telomeres, I'll tell you that. Although it can work with your telomeres in that it could work jointly with your body lasting longer, you need to have a retirement that will last longer. And one of those things, and I'll just call it the immortal retirement. We do have a retirement plan that can never run out of money, no matter how long you live, no matter how long your telomeres are, no matter how much exercise and resveratrol and all these other things you've taken, and other you know, certain things that can make your telomeres longer, make your body better. No matter how well that is, you'll never run out of money. You know, if you want to live a reckless life, don't even save any money. You know, I mean, who was that had the reckless life that was back in the 60s? Was it James Dean? Was he the one that died in the...
I think it was in the late 50s, early 60s.
Sports cars. If you're going to do like that, you know, you probably don't even need to worry about it. You know, time will catch up with you. But if you want to be careful... And, you know, you can do your car racing and your motorcycle riding. If you're careful, maybe you'll be lucky. But if you don't take extreme risk all the time, life is nothing but a bag of risk anyway. I mean, you get in the car. How many times, you know, they say every time you drive a normal lifetime of driving, in a 75-year period of time, you're going to have an accident that could kill somebody.
Well, I was in one. I had a head-on collision.
Is that what's wrong with you?
Probably, yeah. Well, it should. It loosened every tooth in my head, but I walked away from it.
It shows that you got a hard head, though.
I
knew that.
Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe that's what totaled my truck. I don't know, but it's
his truck tore up, but his head stayed together.
His head is in one piece.
And his telomeres are really in good shape.
Yes.
You know, I can see him now. That, you know, he's a great corpse. His telomeres look fantastic. I don't know what killed him. You know, he just don't know.
That blows to the head. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, but there's one thing you want. You want your family taken care of. You want your friends to be there with you. You know, you live longer if you have friends. You live longer when you have, you know, there's a lot of things about long life and enjoyment of life. It's not just your telomeres. That's just one part. The thing is, though, you want a retirement plan that won't stop. You want a retirement plan that won't go away because, you know, Dave Ramsey told you to do something and the stock market crashed. You don't want a retirement plan that Ken Fisher told you not to do something and then you lost your money. You don't want a retirement plan where Elizabeth Warren said she wanted to regulate it so bad that you could lose your money. You don't want to act like you're one of those Canadians or Englishman who 60% of them can't have a retirement advisor because they can't afford it. We don't want all these regulations. But the thing is, we want products that can make sure that you would never lose your retirement. Those were the old-fashioned type programs. Yes, they're called annuities, and they will guarantee they aren't like having a pension because a lot of pension programs do use them. And no, they don't have to worry about running out or telomeres breaking or shoestrings breaking. You don't have to worry about it because your check is there when you want it for the rest of your life. Immortal retirement.
There you go. And just in time, we're going to take a short break here in just a minute and come back and talk more about telomeres and the eternal retirement and who knows what else.
Well,
I'm sure you got some other stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I can come up with some more questions about telomeres. And I hope you folks at home are taking notes because there may be a quiz right before we end the program here. So
we'll talk a little more about it.
There you go. So everybody just sit tight. And I'm going to find my button to push here in a minute and do it right. There we go.
Sit. I'm glad you found that one button.
I found the button. Everybody just sit tight. We'll be back in just moments with more of the Health and Wealth Show. Talking about telomeres and retirement and cell phones. That's the little cell. That's a little cell phone. Don't go away. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth Talk here on News Talk. 93.1 FM, that's WACV. See you in just a minute.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Well, your dadgum government, you sorry so-and-sos. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my clothes. Well, your dadgum government. Oh, don't you know? Oh, don't you love them sometimes? Well, your dadgum government, you better pay attention. You're sitting up there like a fool's convention. Will you get gone, get gone, government? Sons of a shoe-fitting fire starters. Ought to tell you no good pre-ambulatory bone frame and nail it to your government walls. All of you, you dead-gum government, you sorry rankle fretches. You got yourself an itch and you're wanting me to scratch it. Will you dead-gum, dead-gum, dead-gum government? Uh-huh. Shoe-fitting fire starting. Ought to tell you no good preambulatory bone frame and nail it to your government walls. All of you, you dead gum government, you sorry so-and-sos. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my clothes.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Batman.
Hello!
Now, Batman, I understand you are a caped crusader.
That's right, man. Every night I go out in the Batmobile and look for people who are doing evil.
I see. And I notice your utility belt there.
Yes, I keep all my crime-fighting gear right here around my waist.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, right here I got my Batarang, man. And here I keep a quarter.
A quarter?
Yes, in case I have to stop at the gas station and go to the Batroom.
Right.
And here's where I keep my special phone numbers, like this one here, 279-7431.
Whose number is that?
Why, of course, it is David Earnest's.
Oh, is he your financial guy as well?
That's right, man. While I'm out fighting crime, he is watching over my portfolio.
I see. And I guess if anyone else wants to call David Earnest,
they call 279-7431, just like I do.
Well, thank you very much, Batman.
Hey, before you go, would you like to hear a Batman joke?
Sure.
Okay, man, what do you have if you have, like, four grandmas and me standing in a line?
I don't know. What do you have if you have four grandmas and you standing in a line?
You ready?
No, but go ahead.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman!
Oh, I think I'm gonna be ill.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. You can call David or Earnest right now at 279-7431. Just leave your name and number and he will call you back. David is on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest. David also has a website, retirewithearnest.com. He also has several books that are overdue at the library. Now, here's the man who has his mind on your money and your money on his mind. Please welcome David Ernest.
With all the news you need to know about telomeres.
You know, I'm going to put a book back in the library. Matter of fact, we're almost about to publish our first book here.
Oh, really?
And we're already working on our second book.
Can I get a autographed copy?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I had an idea, and we might as well talk about it now. We need a publicity photo.
A publicity
photo? Yeah, we're like me and you and Princess Leia and Matthew. Right. We're all sitting there. I got an idea, and I think you'll like it. It's just something with our picture, and it says The Health and Wealth Show. And
don't get a shot. I'll do it.
And we can give. I mean, people might want some. You know, say, can I have a picture, you guys? And we could give it to them. And
put it in the book.
Yeah. When this.
I don't know though. They might not want it.
Pandemic thing slides up, maybe we can get out. Of course, you know.
Oh yeah, we're going to start going to places like Mr. G's. We'll hand out some books. Have a little stuff.
Of course, you know they're saying we're going to be wearing masks through 2022.
Are you going to wear your guns too?
Of course.
Okay. Well, getting back to now, what can you do to make your telomeres longer? Well, one of the simplest things you can do that we already said was exercise, okay, and to eat right. And then there's this thing called herbal. Now, they found there's some herbs that will turn on the cells that don't normally build telomeres back. The cells that normally just get shorter and shorter. And some of these things that could help would be like cumin, the main active compound, and turmeric. Been shown to possess powerful anti-aging properties, which are attributed to its potent antioxidant potential and lengthening of telomeres. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Something that tastes so good and you can spice up your life with it can also spice up the length of your life. Who would have known? Okay. Now, another thing that you could use is something that a lot of people don't know about, and it's inside green tea. And I'm going to call it EGCG. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to try to pronounce it because it's a mouthful. But green tea, because it has this in it, can also help you have longer telomeres, and that reduces your risk of cancer, you see, and other things. So EGCG is inside of green tea. Now, black tea is good, but green tea is better, they say. So there you go. That's another one. Mm-hmm. Another one is collagen. Collagen is promoted as a fountain of youth because it reduces the appearance of skin aging. But there's reasons for it. Mm-hmm. And one of them is related to the telomeric problem. You know, because if your telomeres are breaking down, you're getting wrinkles and your collagen's breaking down, then, you know, you age, you look like you're aging because you are aging quicker. You know, so, you know, collagen, another one is CoQ10. CoQ10 it plays an essential role in the energy production of the ATP, and that's the little mitochondria uses something called ATP adenine triphosphate, and CoQ10 helps especially in the heart muscle. So we won't get any further than that, but, you know, that's something that can do that. Another thing is nucleotidamide riboside and nucleotidamide mononucleotide. I know that's a mouthful. But essentially, that gets you down closer to what they actually use in the little engine called the mitochondria of the ATP, adenine triphosphate. Okay, so these things will help you not age as much. Go ahead.
We got a call.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see. Caller, you're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
How you doing, Mr. David?
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
You know, I'm like a cat, got 9 lives, I guess, and I've only used 2 of them.
There you go. This must be my good friend, Paul.
That's right. I just want to call and see how I can save you some
money. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm getting.
Well,
back.
I know.
I'm getting back.
I know you're getting back to being a cat with more lives here, but I don't know if you want to talk about it or not. But you had a strange experience, which wouldn't have helped. You had long telomeres. It was just bad luck.
Uh-oh.
An accident, so to speak.
Wrong place, wrong time. And it happens every day in this city.
Wrong place, wrong time. It's not good for your health at all. Not good for your health at all. So you got to take care of yourself and not have bad luck. And sometimes you just can't avoid it other than... I guess hiding under the bed or something, you know, especially in Montgomery, Alabama.
You know, Montgomery is not the safest place for anybody to work in or live in or anything anymore.
No. I understand we're turning into the new Detroit based on what happened to you, or should I say the new Chicago. Maybe some tummy guns should be issued and we could do some better things to protect ourselves.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I know we won't get into all that. The thing is, though, thank you very much. I know that you want to say something about how you can help folks if their heat goes out, or how you can help folks if they have something, a remodeling job, or how you can help folks if there's anything with heating and air. Give them your phone number.
669-6693. And actually got a caller off your show the other day. I'm going to meet with tomorrow in Fort Deposit. And he wants to change his unit out. And I'm going to go save him some money. Unlike all these other big companies, you know, they're out to make a huge profit. And I just want to make an honest living like you, David.
Well, I appreciate that, because that's exactly all we just want to do is to make an honest living. Help folks. You know, so that they can survive what's going on in this world. You know, I try to help folks keep them from losing their money in their retirement. You try to help folks to keep people from, you know, feeling like that they've been robbed whenever they need some services. You know, and I understand everybody has to make a living, but high overhead really is not one of those things that you have to worry with. Not yet.
I do not have to worry about high overhead at all, sir.
I know, Paul. Well, give your name, your number one more time, Paul, before you have to go. What's your number again?
669-6693. I own a heating and air company. I'm 24 hours, 7 days a week. I also own a construction company. Anything on a house, I can do.
Well, thank you, Paul. And he's like I said, Paul saved me over $700, something that they wanted $700 to do down in Panama City. He advised me how to fix it for $25. So thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it, and thank you for calling in, and looking forward to you getting more business, especially that person you're going to be helping tomorrow down in Ford Deposit.
Yes, sir. Well, thank y'all.
Thank you, Paul.
Look forward to seeing y'all.
All right.
Y'all have a great night.
You too now.
You too.
Oh, Paul. You know, is Paul okay? You know, is Paul all right?
To get calls like that. You know, I really, really appreciate Paul, because he's saved me a ton of money. You know, and that's what I want to do. I want to save people a ton of money that they could lose. You know, really, what's the difference? Saving you a lot of money or saving you from losing a lot of money? Same thing.
There
right?
you go.
You know, so right now, though, if you don't have good health, there's no, what is money without health? You can leave it behind, and I'm sure your children and your children would love to spend it. Matter of fact, statistically, they'll spend it faster than, you know, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And your dear wife might do the same, or your dear husband. So it just depends on who puts the brakes on in the family. But if you can stay healthy and, you know, take these herbs and this exercise and these other anti-aging things, but, you know, garlic, but astragalus. Let me talk about astragalus just a moment. Astragalus membranicus is a stress-reducing herb used in traditional Chinese medicine. It helps combat aging and oxidative stress. That's something that causes inflammation and promotes immune function naturally, because your immune cells are your T cells, your B cells, and all those are going to be recognizing things like COVID and fighting them quicker inside the bone marrow and then wherever they're located, and preventing cellular damage. But let me just tell you something. If you could find something that made astragalus work better, and it was part of a astrologus, wouldn't that be better, Rusty?
It would be better.
Well, guess what? They've done it. And I've been taking the stuff for about 7 years now.
What is it?
It's called Cycloastrolinol, and man, does it work. I do think that it has made a difference in my life. And in the beginning, it cost about $40,000 a year, and I didn't have that kind of money to spend.
Right.
But when I found out that you could buy it without having to go through all the rigmarole, you get it from China and some other places, and it's, you know, what they do is they take this stuff and it's 1/1000th of a part of the astrologus powder plant, and they bring it down to this 1/1000th of a part, and it's the name of it is cycloastrolinol. It is a telomerase activator of the extreme kind, and it will make your telomeres longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a proven fact. So
well,
anyway,
we've been talking about health today, but somebody has just sent me a wealth question.
Okay,
go ahead. Do you have time for that?
Sure.
Okay, now I don't know. Well, I do, but I'm not going to say their name. I am a 53-year-old. And recently lost my job, plan to go into a self-employment situation. I have some money in a 401k from the previous job. What are my options?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And you've got a lot of options. And I couldn't even start to talk about all those options on the air. It would take too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, the biggest option you have right now is to pick up your phone and dial a number.
And I know that number.
What's that number?
279-7431. That's David's number, 279-7431. Call him today. Set up an appointment. Go by and see him, and he'll fill your head so full of knowledge, you might have to take two trips. 279-7431.
Well, the exercise would probably be to make your telomeres longer.
There you go. And somebody else sent me a question, and they wanted to know what was the thing that you were taking. That you said you've been taking?
Cycloastrolinol.
Cycloastrolinol.
Yeah.
Cyclo?
It's a subunit of astrologus, which has been used for 2,000 or 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Chinese have used it for a long, long time. Like the turmeric's been used a long time in, you know, India. The astrologus is a very common thing that the physicians use in the Chinese medicine.
It's ancient Chinese. Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, it is. It's got a lot of validity to it. But they concentrated some parts, and those parts can make your telomeres longer. Mm-hmm. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I want all of my clients to live a long time. That's why.
There you go.
I want you to live a long time so that I can, you know, help you make a dime.
There you go.
You know.
And
if we can live longer and the money can last longer, we can make those insurance companies that guarantee those incomes lose more because you'll be sent and they won't be, you know, you won't be in the regular population of things.
There you go.
Yeah, it's smart to live longer, and it's smart to make people pay you more money contractually than you're supposed to get. Yeah.
279-7431. Call David Ernest right now.
Thank you, Rusty.
You're welcome.
You know, there's a lot of things that are uncertain. Everything's uncertain. Your life's uncertain. Your life expectancy is uncertain, but there's things you can do. It's, you know, when you go into the stock market, it's uncertain whether you'll make money or lose it. But there's one thing for certain.
What's that?
If you use the model that we use with these fixed indexed annuities that use the stock market, they are guaranteed to not lose no matter what, by insurance companies that have billions and billions and billions of dollars and historically have safety out the wazoo. And so if you want the gift for you to you, you need to look at that too.
I was talking to somebody, I won't say who, and he had no life insurance. He said he was not going to get any life insurance because his wife came into the marriage with her money, and he had his money.
Right.
And he wasn't going to leave her a whole bunch of money. And we sat him down and explained. I said, look, it's not to keep your widow up for the rest of her life. It's for final expenses. It may be to get you buried. It may be for, you know, your credit card bills. It's not like you're going to get, you know, money for the rest of your life.
Nope.
You know, because, you know, a funeral, if you have a funeral, it's mm-hmm. like it bottom end 10 grand.
Well, guess what, Rusty? It's funny you brought that up because I'm not going to mention the guy's name. He's probably listening to the show right now. A guy came in today and we were looking at his life insurance. He called me and said, I want you to look at this because mm-hmm. he's got some other insurances and it seems like the stuff's playing out on him, not working the way he wants. But those old-timey life insurance policies, like older than 10 or 20 years ago, they don't have the benefits that some of these modern policies have. And one of those things they don't have on them is chronic living benefits. Chronic problems, like if you have a heart attack, a stroke, kidney problems, cancer because your telomeres were short or whatever, you'll get an explosion of dollars and you're still alive. Isn't it nice to get an explosion of dollars tax-free from an insurance company and you're alive to enjoy it?
That'd be nice.
Well, you can get it. Or if you die or got sick, you get all of, you know, you say, wait a minute, die or get sick. Yeah. If the doctors say that you're terminally ill, you might live a few years. You still get your money. That's another one. I mean, let me ask you this. How many people get hit by a Mack truck and go out real quick or versus die over a period of time? I think most people die over a period of time. You know what that means? If you buy a life insurance policy and you buy one for $100,000 or $1 million, there's a chance, a good chance that they're going to give you that money and you're still alive. Do you know that?
Just to get rid of you or something? Or is that?
Well, it's just because you're going to die anyway, so they give it to you.
How about
That's
that?
Why.
How about
they
that?
They may have a little fee, like 2%, 3%, 4%, 5% they deduct out of it. Mm-hmm. If you got $1 million and they deducted 5%, I think I'd take it, especially since it's tax-free. But there's all kinds of things we can do. I've done so many things with insurance and guaranteed annuities. And we use the stock market. Absolutely. But we use it in the smart way where it won't go away. Now, young folks, you can do whatever you want. You still need to buy that cheap term insurance. And or maybe you could build some income up with an overfunded life policy. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, you can use the stock market more aggressive, but these folks that are 50 plus, you better watch out. In my opinion, this stock market could take away your entire savings that you thought you were going to have, like 50%, 80%. You say, that guy is talking crazy stuff. Really? Go look at the numbers.
Right.
Go look at the statistics. Go look at the P.E. ratios. Go look at everything. And then make a make an educated decision, analysis of what out of whack this thing is right now. Do you really want to be out of whack and then you get whacked yourself? I don't think so. But, you know, that's up to you. We have just like I got freedom of speech and I can tell you that I wouldn't do it. You got the freedom to do it. You just don't have the freedom to go inside the Capitol and chase Pelosi there. You know, especially if you sit in her seat or take away her, or what is that little stand she's put
on? Her podium?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure she got very resentful of that. And, you know, I mean, it was a horrible thing. I mean, no kidding aside, but, you know, a lot of people died and it was a bad thing. But look, there was a lot of PO'd people and they still are. You think about if a few of the, if, you know, a few thousand people would go to Washington and a few hundred of them wanted to ransack the Capitol. Think about the rest of us out here that just sat back wanting to do something about this stuff that's been going on for quite some time. And think about what's going to happen and what could happen to your money if Biden gets what he wants.
He's up there doing some stupid stuff. I mean, you know.
I'm telling you, it can destroy lives. It can destroy retirements. It can destroy families. Don't be a casualty. Get educated and do it now. And if you want us to help you on some of it, give us a call. You know the number.
279-7431. You know, you've got a website, too. That's retirewithearnest.com. You're on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest, or Health and Wealth with David Earnest. That's right. And, you know, we've got to get a TV show together. It's just it's been hard.
I wanted to do one of those Pen Man shows that we were talking about.
Yeah, well, we do need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to. We need to. We need to do another Mr. G's. I mean, I'm really wanting to get out with everybody and just intermingle and get Mo Brooks and Barry Moore and whoever to call and just ask them questions about what they're going to do and what we can do to protect our assets and our families. And let's get back into protection mode instead of, you know, scare mode, sitting in the house just deteriorating and our telomeres getting shorter every day.
Well, you don't want your telomeres to get short. That's the whole purpose of this program. You don't want to be like Mr. Knowledge, your nose get long.
No.
You don't want that to happen either.
No, that's Pinocchio's.
Yeah, but, you know, it is about that time. I have a song to go out with tonight. We played it before, and I think we've covered everything, the phone number and telomeres and everything. But, you know, I saw today where Dr. Fauci and the president says that we might be wearing masks through 2022.
Well, let me wear my guns with it.
I got mine. Okay. But the thing is, I've found a little song about that.
Okay.
And it's sort of a homage to Johnny Paycheck. So I'm going to play it now. We'll be back tomorrow evening with the Health and Wealth Show here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And I didn't see that was perfect, and I didn't push the right
button.
Okay, well, let's back up a little bit on WACV.
Take this mask and shut. I ain't wearing it no more. Y'all look at me like I'm from Mars when I don't wear it in the store. Shopping in this place for almost 15 years. And I've seen all kinds of viruses, but I've never lived in fear. Now I know that Corona's real and it probably ain't a lot to ask. But I ain't a bank robber and I ain't the Lone Ranger and I don't want to wear this mask. Take this mask and shove it. Me like I'm the devil when I don't wear it in the store. Don't even try to make me put it on or I'm walking out the door. Take this mask and shove it. I ain't wearing it no more. COVID-19's a real bad dude and they say there ain't no cure. Hydroxychloroquine or a new vaccine, I just can't be sure. Think I'll drink a little shine every morning when I start my day. Might not kill the virus, but it'll give me the courage to say, take this mask and shove it. Corona needs to be gone. This mask and shove it. No, honey, I got it right here. I told you I was going to put it on. It's right here. I'm wearing it. I ain't going without it.
You know, we got like a minute left. How perfect is that?
Well, it's the perfect minute to say, call us at 279-7431 if you have any questions. It's free.
279-7431. Write that down. I told you we need to get some refrigerator magnets, too. You stick that up on the refrigerator door, and every time they go
well, what
in
do you do if your door is wood?
You nail it to the refrigerator door. You take a little tack, and that little tack hammer, hold the little tack with the pliers so you don't...